Echo Box is a fictional retelling of ancient Greek myths. There are countless versions of these stories, with just as many cultural and linguistic nuances. For the sake of storytelling and adaptation, we've taken creative liberties and added our own flair to many of the stories. The stories and characters of Echo Box are by no means the only versions, nor should they be taken as the correct ones. Neither should they be taken as an accurate representation of who these deities were and are to their worshippers. Thank you for your help in remaining respectful to deities and practitioners. Today's episode features content warnings for mentions of homophobia. Now, put some headphones on, sit back, and enjoy the divine drama of episode 7, Q&A.
Welcome, listeners, back to Echo Box, recently rated the number one podcast for Olympian Slander. As always, I'm Echo, your host. We come a long way since episode 1, and I have all of you dear listeners to thank for that. Who knew so many people were interested in the sleeping arrangements of their favorite celebrity sluts? That being said, today I decided to do a Q&A. You send in questions, here I am to answer them along with my extra special guest.
Oh shit, I was supposed to say something, wasn't I?
Yeah. Introduce yourself, dumbass. You're the one who begged me to be here and you miss your cue.
Cool it, babe. You know I've been out of the spotlight for a hot minute. What's up, Echo Box fans? Do you have a fandom name yet, Echo? You should get on that immediately. Really ties it all together. Anyway, you can call me Styx.
Achilles, I said pick a cool nickname, not a fucking stick.
I don't even know who Achilles is. No idea. I'm not Achilles. I'm just Styx. And not like Styx, like the Styx, the Greek river.
Pat's rubbing off on you, isn't he?
I mean, but yeah, those documentaries are very interesting once you get into them.
You're lucky you're handsome, because nerds like you aren't supposed to make it big. Well, Styx and I are here to answer all your pressing, juicy, and scandalous queues that were sent to our contact form, sent in through replies, or tweeted us using the hashtag EchoBoxTellAll. Take us away, Styx.
Alright, now full disclaimer, this is just the reply with the most likes. Definitely not me cherry-picking questions, I would never do that. That said, first question right out of the gate. Echo, please tell us why you are such a raging bitch.
What a wonderful way to start off. If I were to give a single moment that leads to my villain origin story, I think it would be my mother listening to that one Olympus Brothers song. You know the one, right? Gods of the Sky? That song would make anyone a bitch.
That one song made you a raging bitch.
That, and also living in a world where I'm considered a bitch for literally just having the guts to tell the truth about the Olympians.
Noted. If Pat and I ever have kids, I'll play that song on loop in their nursery. I can't have kids that can't keep up with daddy's bitching. Another question. Why are you going so hard on Apollo when we all know Hera is the bitch pulling the strings?
They're all bitches, especially Hera. I don't know about pulling strings, though. I wouldn't give Hera that much credit. She's mostly just there to look pretty and give her husband some pleasing excuse to pretend he's a family man.
Well, don't make her out to be some kind of trophy wife. I've heard her shit talk myself. She's a fucking snake in the grass.
Just because she can gossip doesn't mean she's staging Apollo love affairs. God knows Apollo can fuck that up himself.
You're right. She's probably too busy staging everything about herself. Nothing about her is even real. She just popped out a kid and she's already on Instagram promoting Shein's swimsuit line. She's literally like a mannequin. She probably just set the kid up with a nanny and said, to hell with being a mom.
It's definitely what she did with her other kids at Zeus, and look how those kids came out.
And that's that. Next question. Look at this shit. At Apollo Stan 97 on top is asking how to get Apollo to notice them. And right under them, I mean right under, is a tweet about Apollo not returning phone calls of randoms he's hooked up with. Is that not a before and after picture?
Okay, real question though. How would you get Apollo's attention?
Look, not that I would know, obviously, but if I did... Word of advice, number one, don't want it. And number two, show a little skin. Kids got absolutely no standards.
No way. Mister, I only date models or equally successful artists.
Yes way. Those are all relationships to sell more merch and boost his streams. I don't think Apollo's ever actually loved anyone. The closest thing to real Apollo has these days is all those one-night hookups he ends up ghosting.
Well, not surprising. Like father, like son.
Anyways, don't worry. You're not special, lover boy number two. Apollo never returns any calls. Not even daddy's. Either of them.
Okay, enough from you. Apollo gets enough airtime already. Don't inflate his ego even more.
Here, look at this one. I don't know if it was a question, but...
Hermes, I did offer you to co-host. If you wanted to be on the show that badly, you should have taken up on the offer.
Yeah, stop licking Zeus's boots and get on the mic, little guy. You know, you'd be surprised how many verified accounts actually replied to the Q&A. Look at this one. Achilles is so hot. One look and you know he's packing.
I will kick you off this fucking show right now.
Aww, listeners. I forgot the lack of a blue check mark on the Echo Box Twitter page is a sore subject. However will I be forgiven?
I forgive but never forget, bitch. And just for the record, Achilles only has a blue check mark because no one bothered taking it away after he lost his record deal.
Oh, I know what'll make you feel better. Oh, Echo.
Unless Artemis replied to my tweet, I don't care.
Well, yes, actually, but that's not what I was gonna say. Oh!
Achilles, come on. I just want to see.
You are the reason everyone says short people have an anger problem.
I will dick punch you and lick your embarrassing bad selfies right now. Give me the phone.
Joke's on you. I have zero bad selfies. I'm basically perfection personified.
Stop being a dick and give it.
But babe, this is a podcast. It would be pretty boring if you just read it for yourself. Plus, I was invited today to read questions, so I think I'm entitled to read this one out.
Read it then.
Sit. Good girl.
We will be streaming Wild Animal next Friday. I'd love to hear what you and your fans think about the single.
You're a pretty wild animal yourself, Echo.
Artemis leaked the day she's dropping the single in my Q&A. Everyone's freaking out in the replies. I knew she would be dropping a single soon, but I didn't realize it was so soon. Yes, I will be streaming Wild Animals, and I'd love to hit you with some thoughts when you open DMs next.
I fucking hate you so much.
Shut up, Achilles. This is huge. Artemis listens to our show. The one Olympian actually wore anything. Artemis, if on top of thoughts about your single, you want to DM me about a guest appearance, hit me up. We won't be nicer to your brother, but I have a feeling you won't mind.
Not to pivot, but that new kid on the block, Narcissus, actually replied, Echo, I would love to talk sometime when you get the chance. And he sent... Oh. Well, what's your podcast rated? I guess they can't see anything, but it seems he thought your voice was pretty sexy. Ugh,
Fuck. You just want to move on. Here. This is better. Here's one about Perseus.
Oh boy, can't wait to hear about what people think about his most recent thirst trap.
Actually, I think you'll really like this one. In one of your early episodes, you talked about Perseus and Andromeda being a front for something else. Can you talk a little more about that? I thought it was a little obvious, but what do I know about the inner workings of a hetero? Care to explain, Echo?
I guess Olympus Record has been so taking things at face value, they have forgotten how to read between the lines. To answer the question, it's totally... what's the word they use? A front. Just something public to hide a certain personal problem Perseus is having. She's his pretty girlfriend for the public to see because he can't get on his own, is what I'm saying.
That's what Zeus always wants. For you to find a nice, conventionally attractive woman and get your hands all over each other for the camera. That's the fucking expectation. That's always the expectation. And if you don't want to put up with it, have fun getting blacklisted. Sorry. That's not the bitchy zingers you bring me on the show for.
It's okay. I can imagine.
I'm always so fucking mad at Apollo for being the exception. For being accepted in general, he can go around and put his dick in whoever he likes and there are no consequences.
It's fucked up, Achilles.
Yeah. Anyway, fuck that. I've still got Pat and a rich mom, so suck my dick, Apollo. As for Perseus, look, I don't know how much more obvious we can make it.
Honestly, whatever. Anyone with eyes and a brain can see it, and if you don't believe it, do a little digging to his pre-fame days. He was out in high school, and then we went as far back in the closet as possible the second Zeus demanded it. He's gay, listeners. We're saying he's gay.
Oh, look at you go! Well as we're being honest with each other, I'll tell you something fun. Andromeda was actually one of the options I got when I was asked if I wanted to get a beard or quit.
Seriously? You never told me that before.
You never asked! But yeah, they've got a couple beards on call. Some of them are in it for the money, but some of them are like Andromeda. Also trying to make their own careers work with their secrets.
Wait. Is Andromeda, you know...
I thought we gave up on tiptoeing. Yeah, Andromeda's a lesbian. This is for her benefit just as much as his.
Damn. Well, no wonder they clung to each other so quickly. A match made in closet of queer heaven.
I know, right? Another question about a sexually repressed man. Hades is such a cinnamon roll, I can't believe Echo thinks he's capable of all that. Honey, maybe reevaluate if that is your type.
He's no cinnamon roll, Ebony underscore way. He's... how would you describe him?
Well, he's not cute and wholesome. I would know. I went over a million contracts and legal cleanups with him when I worked there. I wouldn't say he's the worst brother, but he's definitely the most cunning of them. Definitely gets up to way more than even you or I know.
I mean, not the worst out of those three isn't a high bar to clear.
It absolutely is not. Now, as much as I love talking shit with you, I promise to meet Pat for dinner. Can we wrap up? You know how much he hates when I show up late and wine drunk from our gossiping.
Of course. I will never keep you away from your gay lover. I'm not Zeus. Everyone say bye, Achilles! Or Styx. Or whatever. Bye, Achilles. Thanks for submitting questions, everyone. Next week, we're back to normal with whatever fucked up shit the Olympians get up to. As always, I'm Echo, logging off.
Echo Box is written and produced by the Echo Box podcast team. This episode stars, in order of appearance, Isabella Salas as Alex and Echo, and Emma K. Blakesley as Achilles. It was written by Isabella Salas. Audio and sound design by Corianne Swanson, Meg McKellar, and Mariana Marcon. Logo designed by Lucas Eduardo Bueno, and website by Annie Serron. Transcripts for this episode and others can be found on our website by transcriber Maxwell Satano. Our website also has additional in-universe content and ways to get in contact with us. Visit echoboxpod.net or check the show notes for a link. The music we used today was Ethernight Club and Magic Scout Cottages by Kevin McLeod, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 from creativecommons.org/by/3.0. EchoBox is created out of love for storytelling and provided at no profit to us. Your feedback is our reward. Reach out on our website or find us at EchoBoxPod across social media. If you liked the episode, let us know and share with a friend. You can also drop us a review at Apple Podcasts to help us grow. We would love to hear your thoughts on it. Thank you for listening. Until next time, dear listeners.